We're visiting with Hartford coach Dana Kistner here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, 46-0 loss to Colony Crest on Friday night. I know it's kind of tough still with battling adversity and whatnot, but any positives that you learned, and are your guys continuing to battle?
Yeah, I mean, we're continuing to battle, and I think we're continuing to get better each week. And I know we've talked about it about every week, but, you know, playing against, you know, top-tier teams in the state every week is not an easy task, but our guys are battling, and I think that we did some good things on Friday, and obviously, you know, got some things we need to work on as well. So,
what are some of those things that you saw improvement wise?
Yeah, I mean, I think we flew to the football relatively well, and we're starting to hit guys. Now we got to be able to finish those plays defensively. I think we're in the right spots, but we got to be able to go make the play once we get there now. And then, you know, offensively, I thought that Allie, first game back, battling through some injuries, and he threw the ball pretty well, and Nolan Trester made some good catch and runs, and we just couldn't, you know, finish a drive. We had a couple of drives that stalled out around, you know, the 20 or the 15, and we just couldn't finish one off. So, you know, we're starting to be able to move the ball a little bit. We're getting in position better on defense. We just got to be able to finish off drives and finish plays that matter. So,
and it's good to hear that you have Allie Smith back, and it seemed like his injury was going to be maybe one that he was going to be out for a while, but he was only out for a couple weeks, and just how positive that it wasn't as serious as everyone thought it could be.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's battling through some pain to be able to play, and I think our guys are seeing that he's putting out a lot of effort to be able to get on the field and play with them on Friday night. So they're seeing that, and that's showing a little bit of what Allie's kind of made of, you know, as a leader. And you know, some of our other guys are battling some injuries as well. But with 11 guys right now, you know, you don't really have a choice. You kind of got to be a little bit mentally and physically tough to be able to play on Friday nights. It's good having him back, though, and it's good for our football team, and, you know, we're excited moving forward to have him.
We're visiting with Hartford football coach Dana Kistner here on the Area Coaches Corner. And, Coach, you host Marmaton Valley on Friday night. They are 2-2 on the season. They're coming off a 58-12 win against Meredithine Valley on Friday night. What do you know about the Wildcats heading into Friday night's matchup?
They've got, I can't remember what his first name is, but I think his last name's Grenier. He's a sophomore there. I think he's one of the top five leaders in receiving yards per game in eight-man right now. So we got to be able to slow down their passing game, and that's something that we struggled with. So we've been hitting covering our coverages, you know, pretty hard this week in practice. But being able to slow down their passing game is key, because they pass the ball pretty well. I think we've gotten, you know, better in the run game, but now we need to get better in the passing game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night. Looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you, Dylan.
That's Hartford coach Dana Kistner joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank and Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.